much, not unless it's interesting. Like, for instance, just recently, me and Snooper, he's my boss, got involved in this very unusual case.
Blabbermouth.
Of course, if you don't want to hear the story,
never stops jabbering.
I wouldn't dream of wasting your time or mine. On the other
hand, jabbering, chattering all of the time.
It all began one hot Friday afternoon. We're in the office, the phone rings, and a voice says, come immediately to 33rd and 3rd if you'd like to solve the perfect crime.
The world agrees that when it comes to talking, he's the undisputed master.
Well, naturally, Snooper and me leaped upon this opportunity to demonstrate our capacity for detection.
He's never still and never takes a breath until he absolutely has to.
So we went right over, and I want to tell you, I've seen a lot of crimes in my day, but never anything like this. This was tops. This was absolute perfection.
Blabbermouth.
You see, the criminal had covered his traces so thoroughly,
never stops jabbering,
and destroyed every scrap of evidence so completely,
blabbering, jabbering, chattering all day long,
that not only were we unable to discover the identity of the culprit, we were also unable to discover the nature of the crime. And you know something? We never found out what it was. It wasn't murder, no bodies. It wasn't robbery, nothing was missing. It wasn't espionage or sabotage or any of them. The only other possible solution was this theory which I had, which I mentioned to Snooper, which was that maybe there wasn't any crime committed after all. And maybe that phone call was just someone trying to play a joke. But Snooper said I was wrong.
Don't be ridiculous, Blabber. What kind of a dumb cluck would try and pull a gag like that on a couple of smart, clever detectives like you and I?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Snooper. When you really come right down to it and examine the facts of the case, what kind of a dumb cluck would try to pull a gag like that?
Blabbermouth, blabbering all day long.